This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support.
If you can believe it, universities are not banning any speech that claims that men and women are different. I mean, think about it. These are supposed to be the centers of knowledge and higher learning and enlightenment based on facts and evidence. And if you dare say that men and women are different, or even that there's such a thing as a biological man or a biological woman, you are censored. Your group isn't allowed to speak. If you're a professor and you say that, you can be fired. I mean, the universities are so out of control now with the LGBT agenda, which is trying to twist reality and say that biology isn't real. This is their whole point. They say biology isn't real. And you might wonder, where is this going? In fact, I've already predicted where it's going. I mentioned this in previous podcasts. Before long, it's going to be a criminal offense, first in Canada and then in America, a criminal offense to say that sexual reproduction is normal, that a man and a woman getting together and combining their genes to make a baby, that's going to be a crime to state that, because the progressives in charge of the universities and increasingly governments, they're going to say, no. Only gay sex is normal. Only transgenderism is normal. We're progressive. It's normal to be a genderqueer, a drag queen, a lesbian fairy. I don't even know what all their terms are anymore. That's normal. Heterosexuality is bad. What that ew, it's men and women sharing fluid to make a baby. Babies are bad too. Babies should all be aborted. This is what they want you to believe. It's insane. But this is where it's going. They're going to have you noticed how, of course, gay scenes are now invading every Netflix show, every Amazon Prime show, all the movies, just out of the blue. Oh, there's just like two men kissing passionately and sleeping with each other. And this is how it works. It's the indoctrination of the culture. They start with Hollywood, and they just put gay scenes into every film, every movie. Now, every group has to have a gay character, whether it's like CSI or like an FBI team show. Now, every show has at least one gay character, but now more than one, usually. Multiple gay characters, and they're always having sex with each other. This is being presented as normalcy, while the attacks on heterosexuality are increasing, and the universities are trying to delete knowledge of human biology, human chromosomes, and sexual reproduction. Now, I've mentioned before, as a scientist, sexual reproduction is the basis of the sustainability of the human species, and the LGBT agenda is an attack on humanity. It's an attack on the continuation of the species. You know, sexual reproduction it's so important because it combines genes and it helps speed the process of natural selection. You might wonder, why does sex even exist? Why isn't everybody just a clone? I mean, there are species out there that clone themselves, but they're very simple life forms typically, you know, like simple, you know, bacteria and so on, amoeba. Why do complex life forms have sex anyway? What's sex all about? The reason is because it's an evolutionary advantage. It's a natural selection advantage. It combines the genes of two individuals who are part of a species and creates a new combination, which is a test for nature. And then that new individual, the baby that grows up, then is subjected to the test of reality. Can this new individual survive? Can it adapt? Is it better adapted? Is it a survivor? And if so, if it can survive, then it can reproduce. And thus, sexual reproduction allows for more rapid adaptation of any given species. And this is what has given rise to, you know, success of entire species, such as the human race. I mean, sexual reproduction is not there just for your amusement. it's there for a purpose. It serves a purpose, which is the betterment of the species. In other words, the increased survivability and adaptability. So if you start attacking sexual reproduction and you start attacking males and attacking sperm and attacking just the very idea that men and women should get together and have families and have children, if you start attacking that, you are attacking actually humanity. You're at war with humanity. You're at war with the key principles of the sustainability of the species, not just humans, but I mean, almost every advanced complex species on the planet. You know, I mean, whales, dolphins, right? Horses, all mammals, obviously, and many other classifications of animals on the planet, of course, use sexual reproduction. It's very, very common, even in simpler life forms. Why? Because it serves a purpose. And that purpose is being attacked now by the LGBT pushers who want everybody to be gay, and they want to demonize biology. They want to demonize normal sex. In fact, they want to change the definition of normal. They want to say it's normal to have anal sex with like two men having anal sex. They say that's normal. They think the anus exists for the purpose of gay sex. Well, guess what? That is not normal. Vaginal sex is normal. And I apologize for being so graphic here, but we're talking about anatomy. We're talking about the survivability of the species. Vaginal sex is normal. Anal sex is not normal. And so what we have here is an attempt to redefine normalcy. It's normal for a man and woman to love each other and to engage in sexual reproduction and have a child and raise that child as a family unit. That's normal. All that is under attack by the left, by the LGBT mafia. They want to say, no, it's not normal. And in fact, they want to say even the child is not even born as a gender. And if you think they're born with a specific gender, then you're a bigot. Really? That's funny, because that kid was born, I saw, you know, there it's got either male parts or female parts. That's a male or a female. And the LGBT lunatics are like, no, you didn't see that. That's not there. That child can choose at any time whether they want to be a male or a female, and whatever you think you saw has nothing to do with that. Really? That's what you, I mean, these people are insane. Absolutely insane. Delusional and dangerous to the species. This is the point. It's not about politics anymore. This is about how do we survive as a species, the continuation of the species. I mean, the human race is one generation from being extinct. If we can't reproduce and have children and raise children who themselves engage in heterosexual relationships and then produce offspring, if that stops, the human race is extinct. Is that what the LGBT mafia wants? Is just the end of humanity? What if everybody's gay? Well, guess what? No more babies. What if everybody's just having anal sex with each other all day long? No more vaginal sex because they say that's weird. And then guess what? No more pregnancies, no more babies, no more future of the human race. Wow, that's really progressive. Extinction is progressive. Wow, you liberals are brilliant. If you get your way, there will be no more offspring of the human race. Wow. But that's how insane they are, see? And that's why, by the way, the whole thing is a fad. The whole transgender thing. In 10 years, we're going to look back at it as people are morons. How could you think that you could magically wave a wand over your crotch and turn from a man into a woman? That's stupid. You're disconnected from reality. And if you don't come back to reality, there's not much that other people can do to help you. So come back to the real world, where chromosomes matter, genes matter, junk matters, biology is real, men and women are different, and heterosexual relationships or sexual reproduction is perfectly normal. In fact, it's required for the continuation of the species. You want to read more about this? Read my website, naturalnews.com. This is Mike Adams here. And just as a final thought, you know, I'm not attacking individuals. Their liberty or their freedom to be whoever they want to be. But it's when they push it on society that it's dangerous. And society needs to have men and women and families and newborn children and raising healthy babies. Otherwise, we don't have a future, period. End of story. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science. Because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products. And that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science, the best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing, like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.